We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 13 lines from the top of Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, in the middle of a line, Gufa. Zok to Gemara, Gufa, Omar Shmuel, Omar Rebbe, Halacha K'Rabbi Yosi, we pass on like Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah, the Omar Mili Lemem Seron Shliach. Rabbi Yosi held that if you told two Edim to go, or even three Edim, even a Bezdin, to go give a get, kisvu v'tnu, they have to write and give the get. Right, we say tnu, even by tnu, they have to write the get themselves, and they cannot ask someone else to write the get. And we said, what's the reason? Because mili lemem seron l'shliach. And Shmuel says, we paskin, Shmuel says the same Rebbe, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Omul afon of Shimon Rebbe, so Rabbi Shimon asked his father, Rebbe, he asked him, me'acha asher Rav Meir v'chanina ish oyne cholkem al Rabbi Yosi, since Rav Meir in our Mishnah, and chanina ish oyne, who brought down from Rabbi Kiva, from the Beis Asurim, he brought down that there, he holds that they could tell, but when you make a bezdin, you could tell other people to write it. So you see, he holds a kaponim by a bezdin that mili memsurin l'shliach. So why are you passing Rabbi Yosi that mili memsurin l'shliach? We have against Rabbi Yosi, we have Rabbi Meir and Chanina Shoinoi. That's not shvei that Rabbi Kiva says not like that, because Rabbi Yosi also, what he said, af onu mukabalim, he meant to say from Rabbi Kiva as well. But the question is, l'maisa, Chanina Shoinoi and Rabbi Meir have a different shita. So while we're passing Rabbi Yosi, it's two against one. He says, don't talk too much, just be quiet, because if you would have seen Rabbi Yosi, you would have passed Rabbi Yosi as well. You didn't see Rabbi Yosi. You would realize, if you would have seen Rabbi Yosi, you would realize that the Muka Ima, which Rashi says means that Pirusha Ima loses Tam Lechol Dvarov, Shemiyashiv is Dvarov. You would have seen Rabbi Yosi had a pshat in everything he said, he could explain everything he said, and therefore we always pass in all of a shas like Rabbi Yosi, because the Muka Ima, and when we bring down a brisa that shows all different of the Tanoim, their Shvachim, their praises. The Tanya learned in the Braisa. Isi ben Yehuda yamoina shvachon shachachamim. He used to count the praises of the chachamim. This Braisa is an Avos to Rav Nosson. There's a similar Mishnah in Masechtas Avos, but not this. That's not this Braisa. But the Tanya learned in the Braisa. Isi ben Yehuda yamoina shvachon shachachamim. Isi ben Yehuda counted the praises of the chachamim. Rav Meir was a chacham and a seifer. First of all, he was a big chacham. Second of all, he was a seifer. Kamavuyer in Masechtas Soita and Masechtas Yevamos as well, that he was a seifer. It says, he said, Lavlar ani, I'm a seifer. So he was a chacham and a seifer. Rabbi Yehuda, chacham l'kashirta. Rabbi Yehuda was a chacham when he wanted. Rashi explains what does it mean. When he wanted to be patient, he was a chacham. The Mashah asks, Zapella, well, that's a praise? That when he wants, he can be a chacham? So Taisa Taka says, Chacham l'kashirtz yoyser Rameya. That means Rabbi Yehuda was a very big Chacham, and he's just a big Chacham to Rameya. And even sometimes when he really was Ma'ayin, he could even be even a bigger Chacham to Rameya, and that's why it's a Shvach. L'kashirtz was a bigger Chacham to Rameya. But the Maritz Chaya says, Shmak Abshat Api Rashi. Rashi says, that he was a Chacham when he wanted. And the question was, what do you mean? That's not a praise. When he wants, he's a Chacham. When he doesn't want, he's not. Zok to Maritz Chaya is that a lot of times in a person's lifetime, he goes through tirdus, and he can't think as much, and he can't learn as good. Zokta the Braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda had this koyach, that whenever he wanted, he could be a orangutan learning and not realize anything that's going around him. Even if he was going through a big tzara, still when he got a orangutan, he forgot about everything else. He was a chacham l'kashir, so whenever he got into learning, whenever he wanted, he got into learning, even if he had tirdus. Amar yedik apshav from Ritz Chayis. Zokta Rav Tarf, Zokta Braisa Vaita, Rose Rav Tarf is Maila, Rav Tarf and Gal Shal Goyzim, it's like a pile of nuts. When you take out one nut, the whole pile piles on each other. Same thing with Rav Tarfin. If you asked him a question, he brought a raya to his shita from the pasuk, from the medrash, from the mishnah, from the halacha, from the agada, all at once. He brought the raya from everything at once. Rav Yishmael's chanus miyuzenas, which means that he always had everything prepared. You ask him a question, then he answered right away. Everything was very clear, and he like just like a store, whatever they have in the store, it's ready to be bought by Rav Shmuel. He asked him a question, he knew right away. Rabbi Kiva Oitzer Balum, he's a Oitzer, which is a warehouse, a storehouse, Balum, which means, Rashi explains, means it's into compartments. Rabbi Kiva learned a lot of things, and he put everything in, he's very mesudah, very organized. He organized everything into compartments. Everything was clear in its compartments. Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri is Kupas HaReichlim. He's like a box that the Reichlim, the peddlers, go around, they have all different stuff in there. That's how he was. So Rashi asked, why isn't this like Rav Akiva? It's very similar to Rav Akiva. He says, "Ve'ein shvach zedayim l'shav Rav Akiva." Shenoson liber tchil of lama da kol mavul v'akam v'sidran. The Rav Akiva's mile was he learned everything all mixed up, and then he misader, he organized it. Here, this amayram, Rav Yechem Anuri also had everything misoder. We learned it that way. He learned it misoder already. Rav Elazar Azariah kupa shavasam. He was a kupa of v'samim. It's similar to Reichlim. Just Reichel has more stuff because the Reichel is a peddler. Here, this person just sells v'samim, but also he had a lot of things organized and all ready to give over. Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer Miyakov Kavanaki. Rabbi Eliezer Miyakov, whatever he learned was very. He didn't learn as much as everyone else. It was kav a little less, but Vanaki. Everything was very clear. Rabbi Yosi Namuki Imai. Rabbi Yosi's mile was Namuki Imai. Like we said before, he was able to miyashiv his words and bring raya to his words. Rabbi Shimon Toichen Harbe Moitzi Kima. He grinded a lot of things. Moitzi Kima, and he let out a little bit. What does that mean? Tana Mashkech Kima. He forgot very little. El Mashem Moitzi, and those stuff that he forgot. Any Moitzi La Subim. He was only Moitzi the Subin, the brand, the bad stuff that came out of the flour, that's the stuff he forgot. That means whatever he learned, he remembered. Besides, a few things he forgot, that was the stuff that he wasn't supposed to remember anyway. V'chein ha-Rav Shimon Tamidav, Banai, Shonu Midoisei, learn my Torah, Shemidoisei Terumais V'Terumais Midoisei Rav Akiva. My Torah is already a Teruma from the Teruma of Rav Akiva, which means, like Rashi explains, it's already sifted through. It's sifted of Rabbi Kiva's Mishnayos, and therefore learn my Torah, because what I learn is already sifted through. Like we said, he forgot the Subim, he remembered everything else. Ad Khan, where the Braisa is Moina, counts the praises of different Chachamim. We brought this in because we said a small Paskin, B'Shem Rabbi, like Rabbi Yosi, the Pshat is Rabbi Yosi, the Muka Imai, and that's why he passed like Rabbi Yosi. Gufa, Omar, and even though in that Brisa has Rav Meir also was Chacham Asayfer, just I guess the Muki Ima is the reason why he held that was the reason to pass like him. Zok to Gemara, Gufa, Omar Lishnayim, we learned before, Omar Lishnayim, if a person tells two Edim, it tells them, Imru Lishayfer, tell a Sayfer V'yichta, I'm giving you a job, you two Edim. It's an Imru case, which according to Rav Yosi actually doesn't work, but the hero is going to feed my name that does work. Which is Rav Meir, he holds that you could say Omer Imru. So here, Omer L'Shnayim, you tell to Edom, Imru L'Seif V'Yichtav, first of all, go over to the Seifer and get him to write a get, U'L'Ploini U'Ploini V'Yachzmu, and then get to Edom to sign. So what's the halacha? Omer Rav Hun, Omer Rav, it's kosher, this is kosher, V'Loi Sas Ezois B'Yisrael, but you should not do this. Even though it's kosher, you shouldn't do this. Omer U'L'U L'Rav Nachman, so U'L'U asked Rav Nachman, or V'Amri L'Rav Nachman L'U'L'U, he asked him, what's pshat in this Rav Huna Shita? If it's kosher, so why shouldn't you do it? Macha the kosher, a mile sas is Yisrael. If it's kosher, if you're allowed to tell two Edim to tell a cipher and tell two Edim to write the get, so if it's kosher, so what's the problem? So why shouldn't you do this? Amalech hashinon shematiskar Edim. We're worried that if you do this, so a Isha who wants to get divorced will just hire two Edim, and those two Edim will go to a cipher and say, write a get. He say, the husband sent me to tell you to write a get, and go to two Edim to sign. So therefore, you shouldn't do this because of Xeira Otu to the Isha hiring false Edom. Break the Michash, you know, we worry about false Edom. We see Edom signing on star, we're not worried about false Edom. But Tanya, Edom achsum al-sdei mekach. If Edom has signed on a contract that a field was sold, I'll get Isha or on a get, l'choshu l'chom u'davazah. The chom u'nat choshish. The chom u'nat choshish for a sheker. Zok to Gemara, Maisa le'avdi debura ka'amri. You're right. We're not choishes that Edom are going to sign falsely, but you are worried. Edom might say a dibur sheker. They could be hired to say a dibur sheker, and therefore worried the Isha is going to hire two Edom to say over that the husband sent them. That we are worried about. We're not worried about a Maisa signing something, but the two Edom to just talk. That is possible to buy some Edom off, and therefore here the reason you shouldn't do this because once you allow two Edom to hire other Edom and other Seferim, they were worried that the Isha will hire false Edom to go say that the husband sent them. Zokti Gemara Vayta, another case. What about you tell Omer L'Shnayim Imru L'Sefer V'Yichtav, to tell two Edom, tell a Sefer to write a get, V'Atam Chesum, you sign. So here there's not the same Chashash as before, because here there's no Chashash you're going to hire two false Edom, because two false Edom are not going to sign. They're not going to sign. Here they're signing themselves. So here, it should really be good. So Rav Chista Amar Kasha V'lo Sasa, you should not do it. Now why not? Rashi says it's a gzeira ha'atah, it's a gzeira ha'atah, other thing, the other case. We're there, the two Edom are telling two Edom to sign. Rav Brachana Amar Kasha V'tasa, it's kosher and you could do it. Rav Nachman Amar Kasha V'lo Sasa, Rav Yosef Amar Kasha V'sasa. It's machoikas. Rav Amar Kasha V'lo Sasa, and Rav Yosef Amar Kasha V'sasa. And Amar Beizev, Ikad Apachlu, some switch Rabbi and Rav Yosef. We have the girsa that Rabbi says kosher v'loy sasa, Rav Yosef kosher sasa. Some say no. Rabbi says kosher v'sasa, and Rav Yosef says kosher v'loy sasa. Look at the Gemara. The same ended on Mishnah. Omer la asara kisvu get. It says our Mishnah, they tell 10 people to write a get. So it says if you say kulchem, so then they all have to be there b'shas the writing, and they all have to sign. And if you don't say kulchem, so then one of them writes and two of them sign. That's the halacha. Zokta Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Omer la asara kisvu get v'tnu l'ishti. Tell 10 people, write a get and give it to my wife. Echa kosev adei kulam. One guy writes for everyone. But it means one guy, not all of them have to be there. Just one guy can just write for everyone. He writes the get, no problem. Kulchem ksuvu, all of you write. And the halacha is, echa kosev adei kulam. One writes when everyone is standing there. The same thing by Ashtrich Lahilacha. Halichu get lishdi. If you tell 10 people, bring get to my wife. One guy can do it for everyone. But if you tell the 10 people, kolchem halichu, all you bring it, then the way it works is, echem melech maimet kulam. One brings it together with everyone because he said kolchem. So if you say kolchem, everyone has to be involved. We said, kolchem means everyone has to be there and everyone has to sign. Mashainkin, when you say not, when you say you just talk to 10 people, say kiss real ishti, then one of them could do it. What about if you count them? You say you. You say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. You 10. I need to write something. You don't say kolchem, but you say you count them up. You just count them. You say 1, 2, 3, 4. You count them. Is that like kolchem or not? So Rav Huna Amar Mana ain't a kolchem. Mana is not like kolchem. I count them is not like a kolchem. Rav Yechem Shimon Lasa them in Ruma Amar Mana ain't a kolchem. It is like kolchem. Omra Papa v'loy pligi. They're not arguing. Depends. If you counted all of them, then there's one halacha. If you counted mixed as some of them, there's another halacha. What's the halacha? Some say this way, some say that way. So we will say, there's a few different ways to learn Rashi. We'll say one of the pshatim. It means like this. Armila haigisa means, some say that if you mana kulu, if you count all 10, then you makbin all of them, it's like a kochem. But if you only count some of them, and then you stopped, we assume you changed your mind, and then, therefore it's not like kochem. That's one pshat. So that means, mana reka kochem holds, that's a case of mana kulam. And mana enika kochem is a case you only mana miksasam. The other way to say it is the opposite. That if you mana miksasam, so you megal das on those people I counted, I'm makbik. Why only count some of them? So I'm makbik all of you, all five of you, the ones of five I counted. Mashenke, when you count everyone, it just means I want you all to be part of it, but not that kulchem. It means any one of you could do it, and that's what it means. So then, mana eni kulchem means if you count all. And mana harehu kulchem, if you count the mixas, and it means that all the mixas have to write the get, or sign the get, or be shasta maimed of the get. Talking more about it, asking Rabbi Huda begit the kulchem. Rabbi Huda was masakin when a husband says in front of a big group of people to write a get. That's called git the kulchem. When he said in front of a bunch of people, so he was masakin they should write in the get because according to Rabbi Huda, Rashi, Rashi, you wrote the tzivui habal. You wrote the commandment habal in the get also. So you wrote in the get like this that the husband said ksuvu oy kulchem akochad chamachin. We wrote in the get that the husband said either all you write it or one of you write it. Chasumu, you should sign, or kulchem, or all you, or kol terechem, or any two of you. Because he didn't want it to be a kulchem, so therefore you always masakin that in the get it said, either way is fine, therefore you can't run into any problems. Or vilu, to bring the get, or kulchem, kochem, either all you or one of you. Again, he didn't want to have a problem with kulchem, so who did masakin, that's you run the get. Amarava, zinim the goy is lay the bura. If you do this, sometimes he's going to make a mistake, when they're writing it. But Omar, kulchem, lemon kulchem, kulchem. Only write kulchem, not everyone. So you make problems. Also, of sulin, come to pass it because maybe one of them won't be the v'shastik siva or one sign, and then the whole get will be apostle. So why just start with the kulchem? Elam Rava, never write kulchem. You always write ksuvu kulchad min choy chasuma. Any one of you could sign. Elam Rava, ksuvu kulchem, any one of you could write it. Chasuma kulchem, any two of you could sign. Any one of you could bring it. Therefore, you took out the whole kulchem bechlal, so you shouldn't have any kilkul. Hadin Allah, ha'oimer, perik ha'oimer, beli neder.